You're listening to The Dividend, presented by Fees Always Win, the show before the show, after the show. It is what it is.
Yes, they have a negative return on capital. They are not a profitable company.
Most definitely something to consider.
Their return on equity is 0.47. And with the equity markets drying up, that's only going to go up. Or down.
And it goes back into something we discussed months ago about not getting caught up in the name of a company. Because people assume just off of a name they're profitable or they're going to be going in this direction or that direction. Sometimes you have to do a little bit of research.
And outsized media exposure, he gets compensated a good amount because he is the face of the company. An obsession with short sellers. He's three out of those five. I'm not sure if one disqualifies an investment, but three of the five should make you worry.
And just a quick recap of the five. Like you said, outsized media exposure encourages employees to buy stock. Outsized pay, no-name accountants, and obsession with short sellers. Five red flags of fraud in regards to investing in companies. And you said he has three of those five. Huh. Hell, one of those five is bad enough, but three? That's not the kind of score you want to have.
And I take that back. Apparently, his compensation is much less, but it's overall tied up in stock and awards that he could earn up to $55 billion, but they have to hit aggressive milestones to grow the company from $52 billion to $650
billion. Those fairly good numbers.
Wow, that's a lot of numbers. He's already worth $20 billion. He wants to add $55 billion. Yeah, he's an evil villain.
He's worth $20 billion.
Yes, believe what you want. He is the evil villain from James Bond films. But right now, he's replacing all those pipes in Michigan, so I'm just gonna let it go.
You don't give him a pass with this one, unless the pipes turn people into metahumans and goes into a whole Marvel thing.
I'm not sure. Could it be worse? Right now, the government is poisoning the citizens of Flint.
Nah, it can't be worse. That's a fair point. I mean, he can go from hero to villain or villain to hero. We'll know his diabolical plan soon.
He could be an anti-hero. He's an anti-hero for sure. But I still think he's cross-villain. He's planning on taking over space. He's building passages under major cities in America. That's villain territory. Rocky and Bullwinkle wouldn't let that happen.
Rocky and Bullwinkle will be on the case, finding a way to make it exposed to the public. I mean, he does have his hands in a lot of different pots. So, and a lot of people trust him, and they present him in a way that he should be trusted because he's a genius, and you know he has the best interests of the world at hand. Kind of reminds me of the Kingsman first movie, without the lisp and the fear of blood, but. You bring up a good point. I mean, now I'm going to be watching him more carefully just to see where things go on his end. Because in the interview with Joe Rogan, I mean, he seemed like a cool guy, but he also seemed like a guy that you can't tell him what to do. He's not somebody that's going to be subject to anybody trying to deny him what he wants.
He invites Azalea Banks to his house on purpose. That means you're crazy.
Hey, man, crazy is as crazy does, but sometimes crazy is genius.
And Azalea Banks almost got him hemmed up with the SEC. Before we go, I did want to talk about almost making a really dumb mistake today, or this week. Often I am on Reddit, and occasionally you get advertisements on Reddit and everything else. And this week it was the High Times IPO. Now, I was interested just because I wanted to be part of an IPO, and I heard about the cannabis industry, and it's been increasing in value, though Canopy Growth Corporation has not been profitable since they had a minority share sold to Constellation Group, but that's because of the valuation and actually came back down to earth. For the Reddit High Times IPO, they were offering one where it didn't need to go through a broker. And probably why I don't get those offers or find them is I don't have a traditional broker. I'm still going through the online Robinhood. So I don't have somebody talking, giving deals, giving me extra shares if I buy into something else. That's not available. And so what makes this possible is this isn't a traditional IPO. You're not going to see them on the NASDAQ on the day that the IPO opens. You're not going to find articles all over CNBC and Fox Business News. This is a result of Regulation A+. Now, there's Regulation A, there's Regulation A+, there's Regulation CF, all made for small and medium-sized companies. This started in 2012. Jumpstart Our Business Startups Job Act substantially lowered the regulatory barriers for companies trying to go public. In 2015 is when it went into force. Regulation A+ allowed for smaller and medium-sized companies to raise money from crowds of non-accredited investors. This essentially democratized Main Street to the exclusive world of the investing in private companies and IPOs. The Regulation A allows companies to conduct publicity campaigns and solicit indications of interest from the public to assess the level of interest in investing in said company. This is intended to help the company decide whether to proceed with the Regulation A offering. And this is strictly for NASDAQ. There are other listings that a company could go through, like the pink sheets and the blue sheets from Boiler Room or Wolf of Wall Street. This allows NASDAQ, which is the major primary lister in the U.S., the New York Stock Exchange that you're going to see. You walk by, NASDAQ has a big office right in the middle of Times Square. Regulation, like Regulation CF, which is for companies that are looking to raise up to $1 million, Regulation A+ allows a company to raise up to $50 million. And it's IPO regulations offered by the SEC for smaller companies to obtain easier and earlier access to capital. NASDAQ advises, quote, looking to encourage small business growth in 2012, that Congress passed a Job Act with the law intended to support small businesses, close quote. Though Regulation A+, a U.S. or Canadian company, is afforded the opportunity to raise $50 million from an unaccredited investors with expedited SEC reviews, the Regulation A+ IPO rules lay out the framework, which includes two tiers of offerings exempt from the full-blown registration requirements of 1933 Securities Act, often referred to as the Truth in Securities Law of 1933. Regulation A is exempt from registration for public offerings. Among the advantages provided by the exemption are more streamlined financial statements without audit obligations if the goal of the fundraising is $20 million or less. No requirement to provide Exchange Act report until the company has more than 500 shareholders or $10 million in assets. And Regulation A has two offerings, Tier 1 for up to $20 million in a 12-month period, or Tier 2 for up to $50 million raised in a 12-month period. For offerings up to $20 million, companies could elect to proceed under either requirement. At a much lower cost than an audit, a review provides an investor a modicum of insurance and a limited understanding of internal controls of management. Tier 2 for $50 million does require an audit. Tier 1 does not. So many of the companies that you see in, said Boiler Room or Wolf of Wall Street, those do not require an audit. as no testing is conducted for the review or compilation, you have to believe in management's assertions, meaning the company reports the monthly profits are 60% of gross profits. They show you all the receipts, invoices, and tax records for the last 2 years to confirm that number. How much higher would the monthly profit be if the investors knew from an audit that 25% of the product disappears every month due to a lack of security protocols? An example would be McDonald's employee taking 100 pounds of beef home a month and resells it to other franchises for a profit. A review can't tell you that. You have to assume the company is run by upstanding, trustworthy, all-knowing, and omniscient management team, which no management team could qualify for all four of those categories. Difference in the two options are the requirement for that audit and exemptions from registering, qualifying their offerings with state security regulators, which is a big objection that you could file a countrywide fundraiser, but you don't have to file in your state. So back to High Times, Seeking Alpha article by Easterly Winds, which I take as a pen name, entitled High Times Reg A Plus IPOs A Mess To Be Avoided, indicates through their research, 7 of the 8 companies that went public in 2018 through Reg A Plus are averaging trading on a 42% lower than their offer price. Regulation
42%.
And it gets worse. Regulation A plus IPOs are not the caliber that serious institutional investors would be interested in. If a company has to market their IPO like something from Wolf of Wall Street or, in this example, Adamani, which paid Bill Goldberg, the wrestler, to endorse their offerings on social media, investors who followed the endorsement of Bill Goldberg got in at the $13 offering, lost 95% of their investment within 8 months. 95. That stock is trading at less than 40 cents right now. This goes to say is do your research on it. Just because it is a good deal, this High Times IPO was rated at $11 a share. And there's a minimum investment requirement of $100. IPOs usually need more money for that capital fundraising. They don't need it from non-institutional investors because non-institutional investors, as soon as they get a profit, they're going to sell. Institutional investors are investing for the purpose of getting somebody on the board so they can make decisions on how this company is going to go forward as a publicly traded organization. So this was a true lesson for me as me doing research stopped me from investing in something just off of the name as indicated with the red flags from the article that Ello read and also from a mess that if you see these come across and you're going to probably start getting more advertisements for IPOs that are available to you, it's probably not a good idea because you don't want to be like an Adamani investor losing 95%, but on average, they're losing 42%. You could always wait till after the IPO. Most likely, the stock is going to go down. Even Facebook went down for the first year after it went public, and that then it skyrocketed. So it started at 35, I think it went all the way down to 20, and now it's in the hundreds. You're going to have another chance to invest if the company is strong. But that's my that's part of my weekend and my Reg A Regulation A plus investor journey.
I'm so glad you did your research. Like, I'm going to follow up on the story. I wonder if anybody tried to sue Bill Goldberg. 95%? Yeesh. And then 42%. Good grief. And that goes back to researching. Like, in the age of Google and the internet, you don't have to go to the library and grab encyclopedias. ideas and grab books and spend 9.5 hours doing research. It takes no time to type in the things that you're interested in just to get a better idea of what you're about to do. Chris, you saved yourself a lot of money, sir. Good
and
work.
Let's bring it full surface. Bill Goldberg is in the movie Con Man, which is irony at its best, the movie about Barry Kukow.
About ZZZ?
Yep.
Bill Goldberg's in that movie?
He is in that movie for more than one scene. He has talking lines that aren't wrestling related.
Is he Bill Goldberg playing Bill Goldberg, or is he Tom Tsukovsky from Idaho?
He is Bill Goldberg playing a character that you would expect Bill Goldberg to play. A workout warrior at the gym who sells illicit workout drugs that Barry picks up. And then he is the seed investor for Barry at ZZZ Best.
I'm not saying that I'm just a big Bill Goldberg fan, but I'm really looking at him different now. This man, and you know there are people that, oh man, Bill Goldberg, let's invest money. 95% loss?
Yeah. Well, remember what they paid. It indicated that they were paying DJ Khaled and Floyd Mayweather 10 grand just to send out a tweet to say, invest in this initial coin offering. So for an IPO, which it seems like he was the only one doing it, it was probably at least 10 grand.
Wow. 10 grand for him to endorse it and people losing potentially everything.
Everything. But we have been on this for 2 hours. We would just want to save these articles for the following week.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so I figured there you didn't have really 45 more minutes.
No, sir. We are good.
But I'll split this up in 2 episodes. Stay consistent with your investing. It's not made overnight. You're not going to be rich overnight. And your retirement is hopefully still years away. The market's going to bounce back. But this is your opportunity to invest in companies that you believe in. And you've had the opportunity to research. You might miss an entry point today. That entry point might come back 4 months from now. Just know what your stocks are, why you're invested in them, and why you believe in them.
All right. And going back to the red flags that we discussed, Even with Bill Goldberg being addressed in this storyline, if a celebrity is endorsing the product, that doesn't mean you need to invest in that product. Do your research. Look into these. It won't take you very long to do so. Like Chris did. Chris saved himself a lot of time and energy by just researching what he was about to put his money toward. Don't just invest in something just because it has a famous person's name or face or endorsement behind it. Invest in it because you believe in it, or at the end of the day, you have a strategy behind it. If you don't have a strategy, if you don't have a plan, and you're just investing in it because Ray J has a company, that's not enough. You have to do your due diligence.
I will say I did ask about those Ray J glasses. They did not have them at Vision Mart yet.
You talked about Raycon a couple of months back. I would have to find an episode, but I'm going to be monitoring it, but that doesn't mean like just because, you know, a person is saying buy this. Ooh, I have to buy it. Like you said, Bill Goldberg endorsed something and people that did invest in it had a 95% loss. 95%.
You're just burning money at that point. Burning money.
I'm letting it go again. Just not tonight. Keep getting added to the Karl Malone list.
No, I'm not putting it quite there because this is one of those things. Any of those people, it's not like this came out in the 1990s. This came out pretty enough time for these people to do the research, just like I did. But they depend on uneducated investors or investors who don't have enough time, and they believe that celebrity endorsement. So if you get a celebrity endorsement, even if it's from your favorite artist, if The Roots came across my screen right now and said, invest in this, my question should be, what do The Roots know that CNBC, Fox Business, CNN doesn't know?
Exactly. That's a good question to ask yourself before putting money in anything.
And that has to be it right there. But we thank you for joining us. Leave us a 4-star review. Leave us a 5-star review. What am I talking about? Don't be a hater. Don't leave a 4-star review.
5-star.
5-star.